Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am joined by Mary Hillman. She is the director for Perry's Academic, Cultural, and Enrichment Services. That is the PACES program. Mary, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So we have a lot to talk about here today, starting with the annual event coming up here. It's the Lights On After School, and always a great time.
Yes, it is. And what is very important about this year is that we are celebrating our 20th anniversary. And I can't believe it because it's just gone by so quickly and we just improved every year. And it's really great to be celebrating 20 years of providing services to our students and families of Perry.
For sure. So take me through the 2 days of the Lights On After School program.
Yes, we start off on Wednesday, October 23rd at the high school Kauffman track. We do a Pledges for PACES walk, and that is our big fundraiser of the year. Students will be walking laps, and you can pledge per lap or just a flat fee. And we'll be doing that from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Parents, family, alumni of PACES are all welcome to join us. And it's a great time. Then we will celebrate our fundraising and just also recognizing and showing the importance of after-school program in Perry as well as across the nation on Thursday night, October 24th at 5 p.m. in the elementary multipurpose room. The program will be some great traditions we've always done. We're hoping to have the mayor there for a proclamation, our superintendent. Of course, I'll be welcoming everyone. We have student awards, which we've done all 20 years, which is a light bulb coloring contest, poster contest for our third graders, and our fourth and fifth graders do essays. We also have a talent show, which parents really enjoy, and the kids have a lot of fun putting on. But this year also, with our 20th anniversary, we'll be honoring partners. And that's really important because PACES has not done this by itself, clearly. It's been local partners, partners across the state, and that has really made a difference for us, and we'll be doing that as well. And then finishing the night with family supper that we'll be providing for our family. So it should be a great evening.
For sure. Now talk about those partners a little bit, because as you mentioned, you can't do this by yourself. In fact, you're mostly self-funded, but with the help of the community, correct?
Yes, we still receive a little money from the school district, but we are getting real close to hopefully being self-supporting between a sliding fee scale that parents pay. So everyone does pay their fair share. That's important for people to know. And families are very proud to pay for the service, and we keep it at a lower cost based on grants that I write. Also, the grants provide a number of opportunities for our students to include field trips in the summer, along with improvements of current curriculum. Bach Foundation has supported me from day one when they offered those grants originally. So we really want to thank the Bach partners. St. Martin's Human Needs Grant also has been really fundamental with John and Kathy Powell. I also received a wonderful grant from 100 plus people for Perry this year with Mark Powell. And I should say the Bach Foundation is Scott Finiseth and Mr. Hagelin in the past. Also, we received a huge grant from the Tyson Corporation this year, which we are very excited that supported our summer staff, along with we are sending home take-home meals to families on the weekend for the students that they can fix themselves. Dallas County Foundation has given me two different grants over the year, a real sizable one this year so we could develop what's called a makerspace for our students. We have some great technology with robotics, along with other construct, engineering, all kinds of great opportunities for our students. If you want to come in and see the Ozbots, they're very cool, and students are learning coding with that equipment. Also, we received our third STEM grant, and we're doing a STEM in action curriculum for our students this year. We have great kits that are provided through the organization. The county gives out what's called decatterization grants, or nicknamed DCAT, and those provide a number of opportunities to support our staff, along with sensory equipment and equipment for our preschool program, which we are maxed at 24 kids this year. So we're very, very busy there. Another wonderful partner has been United Way. They have given me thousands of books this past year and book packs. Another insurance company in Des Moines did. I mean, I filled my pickup box in the back full. They also provided our summer snacks this year. And two other great partners, Blank Children's Hospital Outreach Department has worked with us on the Healthy Estate Initiative and the 5210 Project. which is 5 fruit and vegetables every day, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of exercise, 0 sugary drinks. So we've been a huge part of that in the Healthy Estate Walk. And Iowa Public Television has just did training for us, working with our students, again, a ton of books, equipment, and the last three partners have also provided us sports equipment. So we've been beyond blessed. So I know I'm talking about all this, but it's really important to acknowledge that you don't do this by yourself.
Absolutely. Now, PACES is a very popular program. As you mentioned, you're basically full of participants. Talk about some of the activities coming up that all these participants can get involved with that really make it such a popular program.
Yes, we always do a learning theme, and this year it's a magical year of learning, and we are utilizing the Magic Treehouse book series. So every month there is a different book that we're focusing on, and for instance, the month of September, we did Midnight on the Moon, and so we talked a lot about outer space, the moon landing, which was the 50th anniversary, and so each month we are doing different themes. Of course, October is Lights On After School month. It's also the Healthiest State Initiative month for the whole state of Iowa, if you did not know that. And then coming up in November, it's Thanksgiving on Thursday, Native Americans, Pilgrims, History of Thanksgiving. And so throughout the year, we use those for our enrichment lesson time. Our students are required to do homework, and there's a little whining about that. But, you know, we care enough about our students that we really want them to do well in school. We also make sure they get a healthy and free snack every night provided by our great nutrition services program. We always get them either outside the gym. If it's inclement weather and the gym's not available, we are great on doing hallway games, so we keep our students very active. We do that enrichment lesson time. During the week, every week, they also get a fitness and nutrition lesson. And we're also very big on character ed as well, using the Character Counts program from Drake University. Also, this year, I'm super excited because, as you all know, I'm a runner and I still run slowly. But we are doing a Girls on the Run program this year for 3rd through 5th grade girls. We hope to expand it in the spring to the middle school girls. It's a project that is nationally recognized. The Y out of Des Moines, out of Walnut Creek, is sponsoring the project here for the state of Iowa. I was familiar with this 10 years ago. My daughter did this in Southside Chicago, working with Girls of Poverty. And so the project here isn't just about running, but there is a curriculum that staff do, and I have 2 volunteer coaches, Megan Malam, a counselor from the school, and Lindsay Brousford, and they're both runners themselves, but they bring a lot to the table in working with the girls, going through the lesson plans, of course, a nice warm-up, and then the students will do laps. And the main thing is not about the competitive edge, but really building resilience and letting girls know that they can do something very important.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Hillman, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about PACES today?
Just, I really would love to have as many people come to our celebration, especially on the 24th. We want to just pack that multi-purpose room. And I've invited the governor of the state of Iowa. We'll see if I get a response, but I know Governor Reynolds, and I've talked to her before and met with her down at the Capitol about the importance of before and after school programs. I believe in my heart of hearts that every school needs this program, and working families need this support in today's world that can be very complex. And so we're really glad to serve our families. And I also want to thank KDLS, because you guys have been instrumental about getting the word out. And if you didn't know, I've been doing radio programs back here since I was 18 years old with Jim Wallstrom with the rec department. So KDLS is like coming home for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today once again, and we'll look to see you at the Lights On After School program.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Hillman. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.